Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GPT Healthcare Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jainil Shah. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 FY24 earnings conference call of GPT Healthcare Limited. Joining us today on the call are Mr. Atul Tantia, Group CFO; Anurag Tantia, COO and Executive Director; Kriti Tantia, CFO, GPT Healthcare. I would like to now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the GPT Healthcare Limited's earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and fiscal year ended March 31st, 2024. We extend our appreciation to JM Financial for hosting this call. We also have with us on call our investor relations advisor, Stellar IR. As you are aware, we are coming to you for the first full year results post the successful IPO in February 2024, and are glad to announce a good set of results. GPT Healthcare Limited is the healthcare arm of GPT Group. We are driven by the ethos to provide quality healthcare, particularly in the underserved regions like eastern part of the country, through our neighborhood tertiary care hospitals. Our financial performance reflects our commitment to continued operational excellence. Revenues for the year ended March 31st, 2024, exceeded rupees 400 crores, representing a growth of 11% YOY. EBITDA for the year amounted to 93 crores, marking a growth of 16.3% and at an EBITDA margin of 23%. Profit after tax for the quarter and 12-month period witnessed a remarkable growth of more than 22%, reflecting our efficient financial management and operational leverage. The existing four hospitals in Salt Lake, Agartala, Damdam, and Howrah continue to perform well and are improving on all financial and operational metrics and increasing occupancy. Notably, our ARPOB stands at rupees 32,950, aligning with our commitment to serving the aspiring population of the society with higher disposable income in the middle to high-income segment. The ROCE for FY24 was 30.2%, and ROE was 25.7%, surpassing the guidance of maintaining the same in the north of 25% bracket. Moreover, due to our neighborhood model, approximately 90% of our patient business is from cash and insurance patients only, which has enabled us to achieve cash flow from operations to EBITDA above our target of 80% for the year, being 90%, one of the highest in the industry, which reaffirms our model. The network-level bed occupancy currently stands at around 59%, with inpatient and outpatient volumes at 30,600 and 1,6,800 respectively, and an ALOS of 3.95 days. Coming to the hospital-wise performance, the 85-bed Surgical Excellence Hospital at Salt Lake has revamped the gastroenterology setup to attract more patients and thereby diversify the specialty mix. The current occupancy for this hospital is at 61% due to the introduction of robotic surgery, which has reduced the ALOS drastically from 4 to 3.2. We have an ARPOB here of approximately 34,000 and an EBITDA margin of 26.3%, and the FY24 revenue for this hospital was at 65 crores. The Agartala Hospital has received the BARC approval for the radiation oncology setup in this quarter, and we expect the same to be commissioned in the calendar year 2024. Here also, the EBITDA margins have been at 26%, with an ARPOB of around 29,000 rupees. The hospital has achieved revenues of 117 crores, thereby achieving a growth of 12% YOY. The Damdam Hospital has recorded an ARPOB of 38,000 for the year, with a remarkable EBITDA margin of 29%. Damdam's ALOS, which was higher at 5.2 earlier due to extensive renal transplant program, with 190 surgeries performed in FY24. The revenues for this hospital in FY24 was 167 crores. The Howrah Hospital has improved its occupancy from 39% to 44%, and this has led to an improvement in the revenue from 39 crores to 51 crores, an improvement of 31%, which is speaking on the EBITDA margins as well, improving from 2.6% in FY23 to 11.5% in FY24. The ARPA of this hospital also rose to about 27,700 from 23,300, and the ALOS was at 3.73. In addition to our ongoing expansion efforts in Raipur and Ranchi, I am excited to share our ambitious goal of becoming a 1,000-bed hospital chain in the next 2 to 3 years. This target underscores our commitment to scaling our operations and reaching more communities in need of quality healthcare services. By expanding our footprint and enhancing our capabilities, we aim to make a meaningful impact on healthcare accessibility and patient outcomes across the Eastern Indian region. This vision drives us forward, guiding our strategic decisions and ensuring that we continue to lead the way in delivering excellence in healthcare. To summarize, for the current financial year, FY 2025, we expect a growth of 14 to 15% from the existing hospitals, which will primarily be driven from improvements in the occupancy at Agartala and Howrah. And with operating leverage kicking in, we expect the EBITDA margin to improve from 23% to 24% at a network level. We also expect to maintain cash flow from operations to EBITDA at a healthy level of 80%. During the year, we will commission the radiation oncology setup at Agartala, which will add revenues to that unit, and the Raipur Hospital will also get commissioned in the March quarter of FY25. The board has declared a final dividend of 1.5 per share, maintaining our dividend policy of rewarding shareholders. The total dividend declared for this FY24 is Rs. 3.5 per share. Thank you for your attention, and I look forward to addressing any questions you may have. I will request the moderator to kindly open the floor to question and answers.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. The first question is from the line of Chintan Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks so much for the opportunity. So first question is in terms of occupancy. So if we see the occupancy levels for this quarter, I think for most of the hospitals, it has declined on a YOY basis. So could you just help us understand what is actually happening?
So the quarter gone by has been a quarter wherein there was a lot of, I would say, weather-related challenges, and we expect the occupancy to improve for the full year. At the full year, we are tracking at almost 59%. We expect occupancy in the full year of FY25 for the existing hospitals to also touch almost 65%. It was a March quarter is generally a quarter which gives us almost 100 crores of revenues. And we achieved about 99-odd crores of revenues for the quarter as well.
Okay, so just to get deeper into this, just want to get a sense, I mean, is this also a factor of, say, timing, etc., that is playing out? I mean, how should we understand from a, say, a medium to longer perspective? Because our focus is more on micro markets where we have been present, or this hospital has been present for quite some time. So say for one of the hospitals, the occupancy has gone down from say 80% to 7-odd%. So just wanted to get a better sense. I mean, apart from the simplest things, is there something else also to read into this?
Sure. So Dumdum, honestly, occupancy of 84% is an aberration. It is not a, we've always said it earlier as well, that the optimum occupancy for any hospital is about 75 to 80%. Achieving 84% for the year last year was an aberration, and that's not where we look at, because then the all the beds and all the resources of the hospital also gets do stretched. So we that's why as a conscious call we do maintain occupancy around the 75 to 80% mark, so that the patient service doesn't get compromised.
Okay, got it. Understood. So just going ahead also next year, I mean, the majority of growth is to be driven by occupancy. So what gives us comfort basically that this occupancy levels will improve from here on?
So Agartala, like Anurag said in his opening remarks, we expect the radiation oncology setup to be started in this calendar year. That would obviously add to the occupancy in Agartala. Hawra has enough and more headroom to grow. The current occupancy in Hawra is about 44%. We expect Hawra to kind of follow the glide path of Damdam and reach an occupancy level close to 70% over the next 2 to 3 years. So those are the two hospitals which will drive the major improvement in the occupancy.
Okay, got it. So is it fair to say for us, seeing occupancies to reach 65-70% takes approx around at least 5-6 years?
Mature hospital generally takes 3 to 4 years to reach that kind of occupancy. Hawra has, again, due to the 2 years of the pandemic, kind of those you can kind of knock off. If you were to remove that from the Hawra operations, we are actually been in Hawra for now close to 3 years compared to 5 years that is optically available in Hawra. So pandemic was an aberration, and again, so in 5 years, we should hit an occupancy of 65-70% for Hawra as well.
Okay, got it. Understood. And just one last question. Any update in terms of this inorganic opportunity that you are looking at?
So inorganic opportunities, we are evaluating. We are evaluating opportunities in Jamshedpur, in Cuttack, in Guwahati as well. Some are in advanced stages, some are in very initial stages. We'll come back to the investors once we have finalized something. Right now, it's too preliminary to comment on.
Okay. Sure. No, that's it from my side for now. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, who would like to ask a question may press star and one. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. And my question related to the utilization. How do you expect utilization in Agartala and Hawra in FY25?
So occupancy in Hawra, we expect to improve from 44% to almost 55-odd% for the year. So almost a 10% increase. In terms of Agartala, we expect from 53% to almost 60-odd% for Agartala.
Okay. So the utilization in Salt Lake also, if you can say?
Salt Lake, honestly, the utilization has dipped on account of the improvement in the ALOS due to the robotic surgery that we do, and also because of the gastroenterology program led to some closure of some parts of the hospital because we had done the refurbishment of the gastroenterology department there. That should get back to the normal occupancy of close to 70% mark in this financial year.
Okay, this financial year itself, you're expecting the same thing. And sir, this is there any seasonality in Q1? Means,
Q1 is a seasonally down quarter. Q2 is a seasonally good quarter generally. So
okay.
That's across, I think, all the hospitals. It's not just us.
Uh-huh.
And also Q1 has also led to some challenges on account of the elections because some movement in restriction in the movement of patients and their families are also there.
Okay. And sir, price increase, whatever you may be taking, any direction for that?
So we are very conscious of the pricing levels that we are at. Like Anurag said in his opening remarks, we are in the addressing the middle to high income part of the society, and we don't want to be very overpriced per se. We are at the 32,900 mark in terms of the ARPOB at the network level. We expect a price. We have already implemented some price increases, but most of the business is driven by these insurance companies, the GIPSA rates. The contracts do come up for renewal once in 3 years. So on the overall basis, I think we expect the ARPOB to hit the 35,000 mark for the year, close to 35,000 for the year, from 33,000.
Consolidated level?
Yeah, at the consolidated level.
Okay. But like what we see that Hawra has very low ARPOB, so is there higher chances of improvement there, or first you will be looking for filling up the hospital?
So Havra, honestly, the ARPOB was lower. So it is not that the ARPOB has improved from 23,280 to almost 27,670. That was an introductory ARPOB per se for Havra. Havra is slowly catching up to the overall network level ARPOB. It will take some time. We can't obviously do a price increase, very drastic price increase overnight. Otherwise, there will be a lot of other challenges. So that will be a slow, that will be a gradual exercise, not a immediate exercise.
Okay, sir. See, in this quarterly result, the other expenses is a bit higher. So is there anything exceptional in that, or it's all normal?
Yeah. So the other expenses relates to doctor payouts and other outsourced services, etc. And so there's nothing exceptional about it. It's almost flat at from 37 crores to 38 crores. There's no challenge there.
Okay. It's likely to remain here.
Yeah, we are in our presentation, we have also given a breakup of the other expenses. If you look at slide 15 in our presentation, there is a breakup of this doctor payout and other expenses. It's not improved that much. Doctor payout is at almost 104 crores. That is at par with almost what it was last year.
Okay, sir. Yeah, great. Thank you very much for answering my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Shah from Quasar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks. Sir, can you just give a guidance on growth? Because I think till the time the two new hospitals won't come in, the growth is going to be related to pricing, right? So, it must be quite predictable for you.
So, the growth is not related to just pricing. It's also related to improvement in occupancy. In our opening remarks, we already commented on the growth per se, that it will be at almost 14 to 15% from the existing hospitals. Obviously, the Raipur and Ranchi hospital, once they get commissioned, will obviously add better growth, but from the existing hospitals this year, we expect 40 to 15% kind of growth, both from a price, A, increase in occupancy, and B, increase in prices.
So because this 14, 15% growth we are not seeing since the last two quarters.
So quarter is not a very, I would say, correct picture. If you see, even last year we had grown that much, almost 15-odd percent. This year, we've grown about 10.6%, 11%, close to 11% this year. And we expect to grow at the 14-15% mark. Slightly subdued on account of the refurbishment in Salt Lake, but that will also now go up. Because Salt Lake, the revenues were almost flat at 65 crores.
Okay. And sir, the small oncology division which was coming up in Agartala, any update on that and the kind of revenues which it can generate or anything on that front?
So the oncology division which is supposed to come up in Agartala, we've received the BARC approval for that, and we are expecting the machines to get installed in the next 3 or 4 months. We've already started minor medical oncology work in that hospital. We expect the oncology program in the first year to contribute something to the tune of around 5% increase in revenues. Down the line, as the program picks up, we expect a better input from there.
5% of the Agartala hospital, right?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, any updates to provide on the poor facility on the execution front?
So the Raipur hospital is currently in the completion stage. We expect that hospital to get commissioned in the last quarter of FY25.
Okay, and the capex is going in line.
The finishing and the capex are in line. We have started the process of ordering equipment. So it is well on track, and we are confident of starting commissioning that hospital in the last quarter.
Sure, sir. All the best. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sunny, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just regarding the Damdam Hospital, I just want to know, is there any room for expansion from the 155 beds that we have currently have over there?
No, from an FSI perspective, we have maxed out the space available in Damdam. We don't have any space to increase the number of beds through a real estate perspective.
Okay.
We are looking at reclassifying our internal bed layout and adding the number of ICU beds there, which should add to the overall ARPOB level of that hospital.
Okay. And given that there's not much room and for increase in occupancy in Damdam, can you give a breakup of the ARPOB increase year on year? What was the ARPOB increase in FY24 and the next year onwards? What is the planned ARPOB increase percentage?
So FY23, our ARPOB was around the 32,000 mark. By focusing on high-end surgeries and short-stay surgeries, we've managed to increase the ARPOB to 38,000 in FY24. We expect ARPOB to this year to be maintaining at around the 40,000 mark.
Okay. So it's a mix of case mix as well as rate increase. It's a mix of both.
Yes.
Okay. That's it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyanka Parekh from Abacus. Please go ahead. Priyanka, your line has been muted.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Wanted to understand on the plan to deploy our treasury investment and cash. So I think we have around 65 crore of cash. And you are saying that 55 crore of the capex funding for Raipur Hospital would be from internal accrual and debt. So wanted to understand what we are going to do with this 55 crore of cash and investment.
Sure. So you're right that we have about 55 crores in terms of corporate treasury. This is for funding our expansion program. This year, we expect to spend about 10 crores in terms of maintenance capex and about 55 crores in terms of for the hospital in Raipur. This will be funded by a mix of debt and equity, like we have said earlier. We are mindful of the fact that if the long-term equipments like MRI, CT scans, and other radiation oncology equipments, wherein we can get cheaper financing from the equipment suppliers like Siemens, GE, Dräger, we would take on that cheaper financing model. And the balance would be spent from the internal accruals. Like we said earlier in our opening remarks, the cash flow to EBITDA is also quite strong at 90%. And this will not be just funded by the treasury sitting on the balance sheet, but also the internal accruals for this financial year, FY25 as well.
Okay. And how much we have earmarked for our inorganic expansion?
So in organic expansion, honestly, there's nothing that is earmarked per se. We don't have a number. It is an opportunity. Once we identify an opportunity, we get a valuation on the table. Then we can obviously leverage the balance sheet further as well if required. But we don't anticipate that too much because we don't have any debt on the balance sheet right now. There is some debt, about 10 odd crores, which is hardly any debt on the balance sheet. So we have enough headroom in case we get a good opportunity in terms of inorganic proposals as well.
Okay. So if I have to ask in some different ways, so the 65 crores that we currently have in our balance sheet is like we foresee the plan to deploy the same in next 1 to 2 years?
A, we don't have 55 crores of debt. We have 55 crores of investment on the balance sheet. So we expect to use that mostly for the inorganic opportunities. But for the Raipur Hospital, it will be funded from the internal accruals for this year as well as part some debt.
Okay, got it. Next question is on, so I was going through your annual report and found that you have pharmacy sales classified in the last 3 annual reports. So wanted to understand what exactly is it.
So three of our hospitals have an outpatient pharmacy. These pharmacies are in other than Salt Lake, in Agartala and Havra and Damdam. This is coming as part of pharmacy sales. The pharmacy that the medicines that are administered to the patients that are admitted to the hospital come as sale of services, not come as sale of pharmacy.
Okay, so it is not a retail pharmacy. We just
it is a retail pharmacy, but it is not outside the hospital. It is part of the hospital building.
Okay. So any patient coming in would have option to buy the medicines, or even
since we are located in a neighborhood, in a very densely populated neighborhood, if someone is staying next door, they can also walk into the pharmacy and buy any medicine he or she requires.
Okay, so we reclassified the pharmacy sales of FY22. The medical services the annual report of annual 23. So wanted to understand why we did it and how we think about it.
So we reclassified it because inpatient pharmacy sales have gone to sale of services and not a sale of goods, because that is more in line with the GST requirement, because GST is charged on outpatient pharmacy sales or these for the outpatient pharmacy sales. For inpatient, there is no GST that is charged on it as per the GST norm.
Okay, and the sales we are seeing in FY24, how much is it from pharmacy sales?
The sales in what? From the...
That is 400 CR of sales.
So pharmacy, if you see, the consumption of pharmacy is almost 20-odd%. Which is almost 80 odd crores consumption of pharmacy. So sales, I would hazard a guess, honestly. So, but I would not like to give an incorrect number right now.
Okay, got it. So any year we see, any sales we see would have 20% odd coming from pharmacy sales. That's
20% is my cost. 20% is not sales. 20% is my cost.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sagar Doshi from Future Investments. Please go ahead.
I wanted to understand regarding the new hospitals that we are coming up with. So let's say the Raipur, which is on an asset-light model. So out there, how do we share revenues with developers? So industry, what is the percentage, etc.? And due to that scenario, what would be our margins be? So let's say when the hospital matured, will we be able to maintain an EBITDA margin of 23-24%, or due to revenue sharing, it would go down? And what would be the scenario then? That is what I would want to understand.
So the upcoming hospital at Raipur and Ranchi, in fact, both are on fixed lease rental. We have not entered into any revenue share program with the partner. It is a fixed lease rental. We have taken the building on a long-term lease rental of 60 years from the developer. As far as the EBITDA margins are concerned, it will not affect the overall EBITDA margin because it goes in below the line in India's reporting.
Oh, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Janil Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead. Hello.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so my question is on what's the current status of Ranchi Hospital?
So with regards to the Ranchi Hospital, we have started receiving the due approvals from the state government, which is slightly delayed on account of the elections right now. There are a couple of approvals pending, after which we will start the construction. The developer will start the construction process of the hospital.
So which approvals are pending now?
At this point, the pollution approvals are still pending, which we are waiting.
Okay, and it would take another year and a half to get...
So the pollution approvals are pending at the developer end. So developer is actually looking after the approval process. Once we get all the approvals, the finishing will take another 2.5 years, 2 to 2.5 years.
Okay. And how is our doctor engagements going on in Raipur?
So Raipur doctor engagements are going on well. We have considerable interest from the market. Our operations teams are engaging with clinicians from that area, not just limited to Raipur, but overall Chhattisgarh. And we are having some keen interest of doctors wanting to associate with us.
Sure. And on the inorganic side, when do we target this particular acquisition? So, I mean, should we expect an announcement this year or next year?
So, like I said earlier, inorganic opportunities, we are actively scouting for new opportunities. We are looking at opportunities in various cities in the eastern part of the country. Some are in discussion stages, some are in very preliminary stages. I cannot give honestly a date as to when we can announce. It could be as early as this year, it could be as well, but the board is also conscious of the fact, and there has been a discussion in the board to kind of get the opportunity done in this financial year. So let's hope and keep our fingers crossed that we do something in this financial year.
Sure, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sunny, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the follow-up. I just want to know, as a percentage of our total revenues, how much does our OPD sales contribute? Outpatient department sales.
Close to 18%.
Close to 18%. And lastly, how much does this transplant, all this transplant surgeries, everything transplant contribute of all the hospitals together?
So transplant is only in the Damdam Hospital. So in Damdam Hospital, transplant program would contribute, means as a percentage of the overall sales, transplant would contribute about 7.5-8%.
Of our overall sales in Damdam Hospital?
No, not Damdam, of the overall sales.
Okay. That's it. Thank you. Thank you so much. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Shah from Kesar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the follow-up question. Sir, I just wanted to know the thought process behind the inorganic acquisition, and because seeing the past, we have executed the hospitals on our own, we have built it from scratch. And also, you know, generally in these areas which you're talking about, maybe Jamshedpur, Cuttack, I wouldn't, you know, imagine a shortage of land or something. So what would be the rationale to go inorganic? Because obviously inorganic is always going to cost you.
So the rationale, honestly, for an inorganic opportunity is time to market. The time to market is much faster. And sometimes we are getting a lot of opportunities for, you know, hospitals in these cities wherein the doctors have either aged and or the next generation is not interested in running the hospital anymore, or there are multiple partners and they have it falling apart. So then it gives us an opportunity to step in and kind of get to the market much faster compared to Greenfield Hospital, which typically takes 2.5-3 years.
Yeah, because typically, you know, if I look at the criteria which you mentioned, they're quite interesting in the sense that you choose a very good neighborhood, a area where, you know, there's a lot of population. Then you try to be within that 100-130 bed. So all of these criteria, you know, maybe, you know, inorganic, I would think that there would be some compromise just to make the deal.
Not necessarily. The deals that we're looking at are are having that filter that we have discussed.
Sure. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Harsh from Bandhan Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, just two quick clarifications. One, just to understand the growth profile for the third quarter and the fourth quarter. So it is a bit repetitive, but I'll just reiterate what I understood. Is that the 3-4% year-on-year growth is, one, is the Salt Lake, you had the gastro refurbishment, which may have impacted the growth. And the second aspect could be to do with the Dumdum base, the COVID base in the Dumdum numbers. So these are the two major reasons, which is why we are seeing that single-digit growth rate. That would be the right assumption for third quarter and fourth quarter?
No, the second one is incorrect because the COVID base was not in Dumdum in FY23. FY23 was a fully non-COVID year. Dumdum, we have strategically kind of pivoted away from an over-dependence on the transplant program, and we are now doing much more critical care cases. Like Anurag said, we are kind of having more we are changing beds to more ICU beds. So that will actually improve the case mix and further improve the RPOB of the hospital with shorter stays as well. Right now, the ALS is above 5, which is slightly a number that we are not comfortable with. We want the ALS to be around 4 there as well. So that's the idea of driving down the ALS at Dumdum as well.
Sure. And just on the Raipur commissioning part, I think so from the last call, we had mentioned that, if I'm not wrong, we had mentioned that it might take 2 to 2.5 years for that break-even angle. At least that's what I can understand. Is this certain level of maybe modeling or something that has been done at the back end for us to understand what would be the first 12 months level of operating losses? Because that break-even level would kick in somewhere around, let's say, 30-35% of occupancy. So you must have some level of operating losses in the first 12 months. Is there anything we should keep in mind just for our modeling purpose to that extent?
Sure. So in terms of Raipur, we expect the month-on-month EBITDA break-even to happen around the 15th to 18th month mark. We have historically done a month-on-month EBITDA break-even for our hospitals in the 10th month in Dumdum and the 8th month in Howrah. We are mindful of the fact that we are moving away from our home market. Raipur would be a slightly newer market for us. We are doing the branding exercise accordingly. You're right that the number would hit, in 2 years we would do a full break-even. But on a month-on-month basis, we would do a EBITDA break-even in around the 15th month. Going back to a question with respect to the first-year losses, honestly, it's too premature to say that right now. We will come back to you in the next couple of quarters once we are closer to commissioning.
Sure, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for your questions, which I hope we have suitably addressed. In case you have any further queries, please get in touch with us on or through our IR advisors. Thank you for your continued support and trust in our company's vision and capabilities. Together, we look forward to achieving new milestones and creating lasting value. Thank you and have a good day ahead.
On behalf of GM Financial, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your call. Thank you.